Congressman Shabbat, national efforts to reduce gun violence appear to have failed. In 2020, America saw the highest ever number of gun deaths and the highest rate per capita since the mid-1990s. In the same year, firearm-related injuries became the leading cause of death among children aged 1 to 19. What should Congress do to reduce gun violence?
Well, we deserve to have safer neighborhoods. There is too much gun violence and violence of all sorts in this country. After Parkland, I met with the head of our local police folks here, and we actually worked on legislation in a bipartisan manner and actually got it passed to help to harden our schools towards violence. And after Uvalde, I supported it was a bipartisan bill, mostly Democrats. There were only 14 Republicans who voted for it, and I did. And this was for it was the Safer Communities Act. It was Gun Safety Act. I don't have time to go into all the details here, but it really did. It not only protected schools, but it was additional background checks for younger people and the rest. But if you want to protect people from gun violence, you don't defund the police. You don't take $200,000 out of their budget. And he just says, I'm lying. I'm not lying. That's what Channel 5 said. That's what the head of the police union says. Everybody knows it's in the paper. He's the one that voted to defund our police.
Mr. Lansby, you have 90 seconds.
Yeah. Not only is that not true, I've voted for every police and fire budget. We've increased the police budget by $20 million, and I led the effort to get the second recruit class. He knows that. There's probably no greater place where Congress has failed the American people, our children, our schools, than on this issue of guns. And it's because the gun manufacturers, who make so much money off these AR-15s, and other weapons, they give a ton of money to members of Congress. Congressman Shabbat gets more money from the gun lobby than any other member of Congress except for one. He's not going to stand up to the gun lobby. He's not going to ban assault weapons. The parents in this district, whether it's the city of Cincinnati, it's Mason, Kenwood, Sycamore, it doesn't, anywhere, people want these guns gone. He is not going to do it. He's had 27 years, almost three decades, to deal with gun violence, the flooding of guns into our communities, and he has failed every single time. He continues to let us down. I will, as a member of Congress, ban assault weapons. I will go after these guns, and I will make it easier for our police officers to get these guns out of our neighborhoods. He won't. I will.
You have 30 seconds, Mr. Shabbat.
Yeah, we have a Second Amendment. It's in the Constitution. It's not the first, but it's the second. It's very important. He doesn't care about the Constitution, apparently. People have a right to defend their families in their own homes, and they're going to need to do a lot more of that if we don't support the police, which he's not for, and that's why they've endorsed me and not him. He also is the one that wants to get rid of cash bail, so that people, after they commit crimes and they're waiting for their trials, even if they're violent, get them back out on the streets. This is happening in New York and Chicago. He wants it to happen in Cincinnati. He wants to be unsafe like it is in those
Thanks,
communities.
Thanks, Mr. Shabbat.